means war. We always knew it did. Shirley and Spinoza never thought live broadcasts would be the only option on a Sunday night, and Oob Radio never asked to be a last bastion of hope. But there you have it. If you are listening, you are family. Whether your sands are wet and littered with syringes and broken glass, or red, dry and distant, tune in or turn away. So, right before that last set, we had heard some tributes to Mars, starting with To Mars by Zia, also known as Elaine A. Walker, from 1991, written for the crew of the Mars Society's Mars Arctic Research Station, followed by Rock on Mars, Terry Donovan, a recording from 1958 from the Ultimate 50s Rockin' Sci-Fi Collection. And then we heard The Little Girl from Mars, Jean-Jacques Perret, from The Amazing New Electric Sound of Jean-Jacques Perret, 1969. And finally, Transmitting Live from Mars by De La Soul from the album 3 Feet and Rising, their 1989 recording. And that was again followed by the live sounds of the carnage and the fallout of the war with Mars.
The Babylonians were the first to record the existence of Mars in approximately 400 BC, calling it Nergal. Nergal was the underworld personification of the sun god Utu and the god of the netherworld, bringing war, pestilence, fever, and devastation. The Egyptians came to understand that the shifting positions of the planets set them aside from the fixed stars, but were not that inspired by the discovery, and simply called Mars Hardecker, the Red One. The Romans were a lot more imaginative, and like the Babylonians, imbued the planet with the nature of violence and death. To the Romans, the planet was Ares, or Mars, the god of war. He was generally portrayed in full battle attire, with the crested helmet and shield. We get our name for the month of March, Martius, from the Romans. The modern age of observation of Mars began in the 1500s, when the Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe made some excellent observations of the planet, sufficiently accurate that his student Johannes Kepler was able in 1609 to prove that the orbit of Mars was elliptical rather than the classical assumption of a circular orbit. Brahe was an odd character, to say the least, and after losing a portion of his nose in a duel, had it replaced by a prosthetic one made of gold and silver. Galileo Galilei was also studying Mars in 1609, the first time it has been seen through a telescope. This ushered in a new age of detailed observation. Christian Huygens drew the first map of Mars in 1659 and calculated the duration of the Martian day at 24 hours. This figure was refined a few years later by Giovanni Cassini to a more accurate 24 hours and 40 minutes. In 1698, Huygens was the first to speculate about the existence of life on Mars in a posthumously published speculative treatise called Cosmotheros. This radical idea was to be of lasting impact and was popularized even more by Sir William Herschel, the discoverer of Uranus, who, having observed the passage of two stars behind Mars, saw that they were not a bit dimmed by the haze of an atmosphere, and so he concluded that the atmosphere of Mars was thin in nature. He went on to speculate that the Martian inhabitants probably enjoy a situation similar to our own. He mistakenly interpreted the dark areas on Mars as seas and the light areas as land. But he was, of course, working within the limits of science at the time. And as such, these speculations were perfectly reasonable. Many other astronomers would continue to postulate the existence of life on the planet. Emmanuel Lies proposed in 1860 that the dark regions were vegetation, and Camille Flammarion suggested much the same in 1873, though he attributed the red color of Mars itself to vegetation. It was during this period that the idea that Mars might be crisscrossed with canals came to prominence. Lowell began his observations at Flagstaff, Arizona in 1894, and the following year published the first of three sensational books in which he argued coherently that the SoCal canals represented the work of a Martian civilization and were in fact a vast irrigation system. In his first book he wrote that the lines form a system, that instead of running anywhither, they join certain points to certain others, making thus not a simple network, but one whose meshes connect centers directly with one another. It is striking at first sight and loses none of its peculiarity on second thought. For the intrinsic improbability of such a state of things arising from purely natural causes becomes evident on a moment's consideration. Of course, it was just a few years later in 1897 that H.G. Wells would publish his War of the Worlds, in which a race of Martians are losing the fight to irrigate their dying world.
Now here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C. The office of the director of the National Red Cross reports 10 units of Red Cross emergency workers have been assigned to the headquarters of the state militia, stationed outside of Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Here's a bulletin from State Police, Princeton Junction.
Years ago, we headed north to dark and cold from Africa, across the plains, struggling on that long walk. We learned to make and improvise with skins and stones. We stayed alive. Our genes are calling down the line, calling to us to move on. We're moving on to Mars. We're headed on to Mars. We're going on to Mars, on to Mars. We're moving on to Mars. We're seeking life on Mars. We're bringing life to Mars, on to Mars. A balsa raft, a skin canoe, a lonely boat out in a storm. Across the oceans we have roamed, immigrants on that long ride. Another ocean there to cross, a new world's waiting there for us. Mars is ready down the line, ready for us to move on. We're moving on to Mars, we're headed on to Mars. We're going on to Mars, we're moving on to Mars. We're seeking life on Mars. We're bringing life to Mars, on to Mars. We've done it many times before, found the skill, made the will to build the vessels bold and strong to carry us on that next ride. Or could it be that we have become too timid to attempt our dreams, our courage calling down the line, calling to us to move on? We're moving on to Mars, we're headed on to Mars, we're going on to Mars. We're moving on to Mars, we're seeking life on Mars. We're bringing life to Mars, on to Mars.
Hello.
time for us to go. We're leaving on that midnight ship in smoke and rumble, flame and roar. Strap in for that high ride. Our courage leads us here once more to march with all who've gone before. Our children waiting down the line, watching as we move on. Our courage leads us here to find a Martian home for humankind. Our children's children down the line, thanking us for moving on. We're moving on to Mars. We're headed on to Mars. We're going on to Mars, on to Mars. We're moving on to Mars. We're seeking life on Mars. We're bringing life to Mars, on 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 to Mars.
Mars, I'm as cute as can be. I can kiss the girl so tenderly, 'cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. And I'm a painting the tile tonight. Yeah. And three arms, I really thrill the girls with all of my charm, 'cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. And I'm a doing the tie on a flag. Blast off now. Great, I got a cute little gal, we're gonna stay out late, 'cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. And I'm a going honky-tonkin' tonight. Yeah. She's as cute as can be. She's only got two legs and arms. She sure looks funny to me, 'cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man for Mars. And I'm a having a ball tonight.
embrasse-moi, mets ton doigt dans mon cul. Une présence ambiguë, une présence inconnue, jusqu'à ce que j'en peux plus. Embrasse-moi, mets ton doigt dans mon cul. Embrasse-moi, mets ton doigt dans mon cul. Une présence ambiguë, une présence inconnue, jusqu'à ce que j'en peux plus. Embrasse-moi, mets ton doigt dans mon cul. Embrasse-moi, mets ton doigt dans mon cul. Une présence ambiguë, une présence inconnue, jusqu'à ce que j'en peux plus.
But even at the speed of light, it...
Oh, us a real Mars at different times in its history. Not much has happened. It's been cold, it's been dry, it's been quiet. Not much has happened.
In 1978, he and his father buy the rights to the H.G. Wells story and create, of all things, a musical interpretation of the classic novel. The work is set in Wells' time, but the music is inspired by 1970s rock. Reads dramatic passages from the book. The original album is a hit in the U.K. It sells over 13 million copies worldwide over the next 27 years. Over the next two decades, Wayne's passion for the story inspires video games and an ever-expanding range of merchandise, and now, a major animated feature film.
These Martians misuse their own technology. They have this overpowering military mind, but they misuse it, and therefore they fall. So, I mean, there is a sense here that we could do the same thing, that these Martians...
Remember, sizes must be exact from shoes to ties. Follow carefully the conversion charts between Mars and the Earth planet. Remember, sizes must be exact.
You can continue slavery. The only way to protect our people, the only way to secure the peace, and seek weapons of mass destruction into an ideology of terror and death, allowing the violent to inherit the earth, and we will fight to keep it. By leaving an assaulted world to fend for itself, that we no longer believe in our own ideals. We're the nation that saved death camps and moved this world toward war. I am confident in our plan for victory. Dark vision of hatred and fear. A nation now held hostage by a small elite that is isolating and repressing its people. Corruption and despair are sources of terrorism and organized crime. Our own generation is in a long war against a determined enemy. A war that will be fought by presidents of both parties. And this creates uncertainty, which makes it easier to feed people's fears. So we're seeing some old temptations return, because we intend to shape it. Because America needs more than a temporary expansion, and we want people everywhere to buy American.
Thank you. Police are investigating a strange and fantastic discovery made earlier today on the outskirts of town. Ed Sepp's Last Chance Gas and Grub. Hungry patrons report finding the place completely deserted, with the exception of two human skeletons. Is this the work of Martians or natural causes?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, survivors. You have been listening to Oob Radio on Shirley and Spinoza's live Sunday nights. The mayhem, the meaninglessness of Mars means war. So if you have a need, please feel free to check in with us for some more information at either compound-i.org or ubuibi.org. Tonight's Oob Radio players were Das, Nina, Jesse, Melissa, Univac, and Wobbly, and Martians.
The songs which you heard at the beginning of that last set, starting from the very first song which you heard, was On to Mars. That gem was the winner of the 2004 Mars Society Song Contest by one Mr. Bob McNally. Wonderful. After that was The Man from Mars by Butch Paulson from the Ultimate 50s Rock and Sci-Fi Collection. Followed by Mars on Fire by The Earthlings. And after that, closing that set of recorded music was Mars Landing Party by Placebo.
Be sure to tune in with us next month, the first Sunday of next month, for a live broadcast from China. Well, a live broadcast from our China. Next month's theme, Yak Beer. And we're going to leave you with the final song. It's yet another version of Life on Mars by the King Singers from For Your Pleasure, 1978. Good night, kids.
Cat.
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 Yep.
Cat.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Cat.
Meow.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mother is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sounding bomb, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools. Struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million homes, from Ibiza to the north of Bronx. Rumitania is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns.
But the film is a sounding bomb, 'cause I wrote it 10 times before. It's a
cavemen go. It's the freaky show.
Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder will he ever know? He's in the best-selling show. He's the life on Mars. He's the life on
Mars. Hello.
Greetings.
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 Hello. Hi there.
At the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
Best in every way. Smile!
Shirley, and is it Spinoza or Spanoza? Or Spinoza?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Spinoza. It's Sponozo. Or is it Oza?